All right, I'm going to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board into order for August 14th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. This is what always happens. As soon as you start, someone will show up. Happens in class, too. The first thing that we're going to do is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Okay, and then we'll do roll call.
Earl Barbeau.
Okay, the meeting is now in order. All right, roll call.
Earl Barbeau.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove. We're doing roll call.
Stephanie Jordan.
Okay, so Stephanie is here. All right, now we're going to do our first public comment, which is item number two.
Tyler DiLorenzo, Comprehensive Lighting.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerbloom, Liaison and Secretary.
Vivian Kalarski, Planning Commissioner, Commissioner Sagerbloom.
And if anyone needs agendas, they're up here.
Okay. And Jamie Miller, Comp Planning.
Okay, gotcha. All right, now we're going to do public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Would anybody like to do public comments during this period? Okay, seeing none. All right, we're going to move on to agenda item number three, approval of the minutes for our July 31st, 2025 meeting. Do you have any recommendations for edits?
No.
None? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All right, a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And there's none in opposition. We're now going to go to agenda item number four, approval of the agenda for August 14th, 2025. Do we have any holds, combines, or deletes? Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And there's none in opposition. Any informational items? Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to move to the first item under agenda item number six, which is ET25400069WS240547ANJ Rentals LLC. Waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following. Allow for accessory structures established prior to the primary structure. Allow a non-decorative fence and increase the fence height in conjunction with a single family residential lot on 1.62 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone, generally located west of Fogg Street and south of Bonanza Road within the Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Hello, my name is Sue Hay Jimenez. I'm going to
go ahead and let you speak.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Sue Jimenez, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z. So we have a container on this side, of the property. I can start showing you pictures, but we are at the moment trying to get it subdivided into 6 lots. We just need an extension as we're still working with tentative mapping and nothing has been worked on. We're just pretty much having the container on this side of the property and we just need an extension, really.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anyone like to speak on this agenda item?
I would.
Okay, if you want to come up, go ahead and take your name.
I'm Joette Luis. I live at 745 North Fogg, which is the neighboring property. Mm-hmm. What they would like to do is, let's see, this property right here. They've already got an application in.
Oh.
So we can hear you.
They've already got an application in to divide this lot up to build more than one home on it. And these are all estate homes, estate residences. So it would be breaking it up. And basically, by allowing them to heighten the fence and so on and so forth, you are facilitating the approval for them to divide up the lot. You know, it's just one step closer to what they want to do to it.
Okay.
And all this dirt right here, they've just built it up, and that's why they want the fence higher, because they built it up.
Okay.
What was it, about 8 feet? 6 feet, 8 feet? Something like that.
Okay.
All right, that's fine.
All right. Would anyone else like to speak on this item?
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead Mine Court. I just went down this property, and I didn't see anything over there. All I saw was an empty lot. The problem I have with this is that we have a school over here, and if you look at the paperwork, these guys were given the authority to build some kind of residential here stuff, and they never did it. The problem that we're having in our community is people are building large fences. These guys are a storage facility. Okay, I thought some of the papers said they were going to build a single residence area, and now I'm looking at six homes. Okay, so I drove by, maybe I mixed this with this, but this is an empty lot. There's a school over here on the street over here somewhere. Putting an 8-foot fence over here, I think these guys are trying to do something so they can start storing semis and trucks, which is what's going on, and we're having a lot of problems in Sunrise Manor, all the way from Nellis all the way up to the mountain.
Yep.
I am totally against this. There is no reason to have an 8-foot fence when there is nobody here that has an 8-foot fence. This is a residential area, a high residential area, and all they want to do is build a fence. I mean, there's really, I'm not even sure what they're even doing. She just basically said nothing when she got up here. And I am calling out, not only, I'm saying I'm against this, and I'm glad there's a lot of people that are listening. This is what's going on in our community. I'm part of a neighborhood watch. We don't need an 8-foot fence with all kinds of trucks back here. Metro going by, not being able to see if there's a party going on, or there's some problems going on. This is a residential area. Again, we have kids. Totally against this. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Did anyone else like to speak on this item? All right, seeing none. Would you like to answer any of the public comments? Oh, okay, come on up.
I'm Gina Kaplan Anderson.
Come up here and speak the microphone, and then that way we can get your name on the record.
Hi, I'm Gina Kaplan Anderson. I'm against subdividing up these lots that are for the half acre and better. That's what we came out here for 50 years ago, and a lot of people are still coming out here for that. We like our views, and we like our privacy, and we don't want the high density we get in the city, and that's why we came out here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, now would you like to come up and address your statements?
This is what the property looks like right now. If you see in the very back right here is where you will see the container. Everything is completely empty. When you see this lot right here, we have a lot, I want to say on back here where it is subdivided into six lots. So we initially did do an application to be subdivided into two lots, but we wanted to go ahead and be able to have houses that were around 4K square footage. And we were approved. We are also gonna be doing landscaping on Fox Street, which I know will prevent a lot of like just community, like being able to offer the community. And this is what our landscaping would be on the lower end of Fox. So we pretty much just need an extension for the container because we do have material that we want to store in there, so it doesn't get lost and we can be able to build them quickly and effortlessly.
Okay.
I do have a question. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's some confusion here.
Carol, can you use your mic, please?
They want to speak on the mic.
Hello?
Yeah, turn it on. Yeah, we'll take it off.
Hello? Is that better?
No.
Take
that, Mike.
Just spread
that. No, he needs to speak into it.
Hello?
Oh, it's there.
Yeah, he just needs to speak into it. Good.
There's some confusion here tonight. How many folks are here on this issue? Can you raise your hands? Okay. What's before us tonight is simply an extension of time for them to make all their plans. We haven't seen this. All these plans are new to us. We haven't seen this stuff before. So we're not hearing that tonight. All we're hearing is an extension of time for their single lot of 1.62 acres. And they want more time to develop their lot, do their planning.
So the board already approved all of this. This is just an extension of time for that approval.
They approved the six lots?
No.
No. Accessory
no.
Structure? No.
No.
The decorative funds?
All this stuff they haven't approved. You're right.
Right.
What you're talking about is right. They haven't approved. That's what I was going to ask our planner, because they have none of this stuff that they're talking about has even...
Doesn't have approval.
Has no zero approval. All we're talking about is extending. We're just extending what's already been approved.
Right. Yeah. This is just an extension for us. So you understand what's going on here.
Right.
Those are the six lots. They haven't applied for that.
Yeah. I do have a question, though. I have a question for our planner, because it does have staff recommendation of a denial. So if this has already been approved previously, what is staff denying because it's been approved and it's just an extension? Or did you guys deny it prior? And so since it's coming back, you're just keeping with the same recommendation?
Staff feels that the applicant hasn't progressively worked towards commencing the project or towards establishing the primary structures.
Okay, so I'm just saying what I hear you saying to me, so I make sure I understand, is since the original application and this extension of time, they have not met with anybody or made any progress towards
building actual primary structures and
doing anything primary structures to what, but based on what I'm hearing from the applicant is they are wanting to do something different than what they initially came in for. If they wanted to subdivide this into six lots or something, this isn't part of that application that initially came in.
Correct, and that's not what the original request was for.
And so what we're, exactly, so what we're talking about now is the application that they originally put in.
Yeah.
And not what
not
they,
six lots,
not six not lots, not none of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What they initially requested.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, on their application, the wall was part of the approval, correct?
Correct.
So the wall has already been approved.
Yes.
Okay.
But if we deny an extension of time to complete the wall, then they can't commence the wall, correct?
Correct, yes. But then they would have to come in for a new application.
And reapply.
The walls.
Right.
Yes.
And
a new building permit. A new building permit.
Then we have to get, building permit, but then they would have to show the houses with the walls this time instead of having the walls before the house.
Along with that, they would also have to come back with a new application for six lots or whatever they're trying to do. This application would eventually just go away and they would have to come back and start all over with a brand new application with six lots, walls, everything else.
Correct. They wouldn't be coming back. They would just have to start for the six lots.
Right. Okay. I get you.
May I speak?
Sure.
We actually have our third appointment for this application in order to be approved. I know we started with two lots, but then we stopped that process. They actually denied, and it just like never went through because it took so long. And this is where we started this because we knew that we needed to get an extension for the container because it was only 3 months.
That's a separate request. So you're still in the appointment process, as you said?
We are. We actually have an appointment at the end of this month. So I wanted to get an extension that way we can keep the container as we are having ongoing appointments for this permit of the six lots.
So it's the container that you're most worried about?
It's the one that we need an extension for why we are here today, yes.
Okay. So do we want...
What they applied for was...
it's more than the container.
But now they've changed all their plans, so they should come back and start over probably for the...
I would assume that we could extend just for the container and not... Yeah, and not anything else.
They're in the process of applying for already.
They're in the process.
So
For the container?
But if right now, if we wanted to just approve them keeping the container there, but deny everything else, we could do that.
Well, there's nothing else to deny because we're not talking about the six lots. We're not talking about
the fence is on here.
Oh, the fence is the only thing else.
We want to deny the fence.
Okay, I get you now.
Okay.
We can do that.
All right, so are you guys okay with the motion where we would approve, do an approval?
You can make it a motion.
Okay, I make a motion to approve that they can keep the shipping container there, but then deny everything else on the application.
Up to and including the wall.
Yeah, including the wall. Everything that's listed under development standards.
But first of all, hold on. My question is, first of all, this is an extension of time. This isn't for approval of an application. This is just to extend the time
to keep
of what they have. So they already have approval for a fence and approval for a wall.
But we're gonna
so
deny
we're
that.
Extending that.
No.
So we don't want. So what we're the motion is not to extend the fence, but to extend the container.
Only approve extending the container.
Okay, and not to extend
and not
the wall.
Anything else.
Just to clarify, if you choose to do that, then they would have to take the wall down because it wouldn't be allowed anymore.
Well, it's just a fence. It's not a wall. It's just a chain link, not a decorative fence.
Okay, is the fence there? Because I'm hearing different things. The fence is already there.
The original fence is there. They want to add to it because they added to the elevation.
Okay, but they've done nothing yet. Okay, so if we deny it, then they can't do anything.
Okay, hold on for a second. Now, I'm not in favor for taking a fence down because we need fence because if you don't have a fence, then you're going to have vagrants and homeless and people in there. Now, I don't need them to extend the fence, make it any longer. I need them to keep the fence that's there and not allow them to add on to the fence until they figure out what the plan is for the property
right. And
then allow the container to stay.
But under the waivers of development standards, what it's saying is increase the fence height.
Yeah, we're not.
So we're going to deny the increase.
Yeah, we're deny the increase, allow the container.
And then nothing else.
Yes. Let me show you a picture of the fence first.
Okay.
Before you vote, since that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the fence.
Yeah, I don't want them to tear the fence down, though.
This is where you pass that down.
Yeah. I drive by that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I live on fog, so I drive down fog every day.
So then if you don't want them to tear the fence down, you want it to stay, but you don't want them to increase it, then you would have to approve waivers 1 and 2 and deny 3.
Okay.
Approve 1 and 2 and deny 3.
That's what you want.
Yeah, I mean, I want the fence to remain because if they take the fence down, then it opens the lot up, and there's a lot of other issues that come with that. I want to continue to keep the fence
but
until they plan whatever they plan, and it goes through the process.
All right, so repeat what you said.
Approve 1 and 2.
Approve waivers 1 and 2.
Deny 3.
So that's the motion.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, passes. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to agenda item number 2, WS 250533AUED, Blair. Waivers of development standards for the following. Increase accessory structure height. 2, reduce setbacks. 3, reduce separation for existing accessory structures in conjunction with an existing single-family residence in 0.5 acres in an RS20 single-family resident 20. That's actually hers. Zone generally located south of Linden Avenue and west of Sari Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Thank you. Can I just state my name and address?
Yes. Your name, spell your last name, and your address.
Okay. My name is Blair Aud, AUED, from 541 Sari Drive. Good evening, members of the Planning Commission, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm here tonight with my partner Jordan and our children. We are professional acrobats, residents of Sunrise Manor, and first-time homeowners in the neighborhood. As part of our professional development and artistic journey, we have installed a flying trapeze on our property. Our intention is to use it for training and practice to further our craft in the city we love and contribute to the vibrant creative spirit that Las Vegas is known for. We understand that living in a shared neighborhood requires mindfulness and respect. That is why we've been intentional about minimizing any impact, practicing only at appropriate times and keeping noise levels low so that our activities do not disrupt the peace or daily routines of our neighbors. When we purchased our home, the spacious lot was a major reason we chose it. It gave us the rare chance to include the trapeze as part of our family's lifestyle and future plans. This is not just equipment to us, it's central to our well-being, our work, and our ability to grow in our careers. Losing the ability to use it would deeply affect our lives and diminish the value and purpose we found in our home. We believe our practice can be a positive addition to the community, bringing a unique and uplifting presence, and perhaps even inspiring curiosity, joy, and creativity to those around us. We are here tonight to respectfully request your approval to maintain and use our trapeze equipment at our home. We've worked hard to improve and care for our property, and we are committed to being safe, responsible, and considerate neighbors. Thank you for your time, your understanding, and your support in helping us continue building our lives and our art here in Las Vegas.
Okay, thank you. So this is a public hearing. Does anyone like to speak on this agenda item? Come on up. Take the microphone. Please state your name and address.
My name is Victoria Broadus, and I live at 7125 Beverly Glen. I actually live right down the street, and my son loves that house. He's always going by. He's so upset that no one's ever out there on it. He just wants to see him so much, and it's like, I would like to, too. So I hope they get to keep it, too.
Okay. Thank you. And anyone else? Come up and state your name and address.
Hillary Baggs. I live at 510 Sorry Drive, kind of across the street from them. And it's wonderful having them there. And they are so much more appropriate than some of the other things in the neighborhood and the loudness and everything. It's wonderful having them there. My husband is an athlete. I have always been athletic, and it's just nice to have something wholesome and good in our neighborhood.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak on this item? Come on up. Okay.
Neil Dutson, 548 Rapid Drive. I'm opposed to this because it's clearly a business, clearly in a residential area. That's the only problem I have with it. Okay. It generates a lot of traffic. They've got very high structures. And I don't think it's appropriate in a residential neighborhood.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Renee Andrew, and I live on the corner of Linden and Radwick. And we enjoy watching them. When my family comes over, when our friends, they're not bothering anyone. And it's not like we're surrounded by Mexican music that play till 2 in the morning. They do their work. I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
My name is Gabriel Lockhart. I live at 6566 Coronado Canyon. I moved here about 2 years ago because they moved here. Since I knew them, they've taken me under their wing, and Jordan has been an amazing trapeze coach to me. And I blossomed into a trapeze performer now, and I'm going on and performing elsewhere and doing things, but when I'm here, I love spending time with them and being able to share our art together.
Okay, thank you.
And what else? Come on up. Yeah, I also oppose this.
You state your name and your address.
Ann Dutton, 548 Radwick. We are exactly west of them. And in October, we went to the court enforcement to see why their equipment was so close to our wall, dangerously high. If it fell, it would come down on our wall. We do have grandkids and children that play in our yard. That's a picture of the equipment, much higher than a home or a two-story or a three-story. We also reported hoarding. They've got a big 55-gallon barrel of oil that seeps into our wall, under the wall. We also inquired that they were running a business, and they denied that. The officer that went out and inspected it, they said it was a family business, but they are running a business. We inquired if one of our grandkids could swing from their one of their swings, because you're right, it is fun to watch, but I don't know that it's appropriate. They're charging $400 an hour. Oh, wrong way.
Oh,
sorry.
There you go.
$400 an hour, $300 if no one tries to catch you. That is, I know that we have certain laws on Sunrise Mountain, and there's a lot of hoarding, and we would like to make it look nicer. And I do respect that they're trying to build their business. I think there's other places for it, but we are directly behind them. Not happy about the oil either, or the hoarding. They did, it is a single family residence, but there are, there's a motorhome parked there now, several cars. I can't verify that there are several families, but there are a lot of people. They are respectful to the times and the noise. I'll agree with that. I think it's a great thing. I just think it's in the wrong place.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else like to speak on this item?
Should I face here?
Face us. You talk to us.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Yes, you're the important people I'd like to talk to.
Name and address.
My name is Katya Pospisil. I live at 2628 Huber Heights Drive. And Blair and Jordan have been a wonderfully huge, immensely positive impact in my life. The unique thing about their format of training, with it not being a business, is that it is like an open gym. It's like open training. We're working together on similar skills. Many places where you go to train trapeze are, it's very strict and there's no freedom to fly. And here, because it's, you know, my friends and their loving backyard, we're able to explore things with safety, with lines, with nets, with professionalism. And it's a really unique and gorgeous environment because it's not a business. It's my friends in their backyard and their love and their passion for trapeze.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak on this item? Did you want to say something else?
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
Hi, my name's Gina Kaplan Anderson. I live at 580 North Hollywood. And I'm down the street on Linden. I don't see the trapeze except for when we walk up, and it's, you know, I admire your craft and your family getting together and training, and we do that with the other sports. I was told, and maybe it's just a nasty rumor, that you all wanted to raise the height. And we thought, how high are those now?
Okay.
But hold on. Let everybody speak, and then she comes back.
We'll hold your question.
Comes
up,
the
we'll
question
sure
was: are you raising it?
Height.
How high are they?
Okay.
How high will they be raised?
We got that.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
If they will be in
if
the future.
If they are. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak on this agenda item? Come on up. Go ahead and state your name and address.
My name is Kent Anderson. I'm 580 Hollywood. I'm on the corner of Linden and Hollywood. And we've been up and we've seen what you guys are doing. We think it's pretty neat. We thought you were going to raise it, and since you're not, we're not opposed to it.
Okay.
I think you guys have a good shot at what you're doing, and we're behind it.
Okay. All right. Anyone else like to speak on this item? Come on up. Please take the microphone, state your name and address.
My name is Ronald Jensen, and
your address?
I live at 767 Los Feliz. I've been a resident up here for 50 years, and I have a short-term rental next door to me. I wish I had trapeze instead.
Anyone else like to speak on this item? Come on up. Sure,
just
go ahead and state your name and address.
Okay. My name is Justin Wood. I live at 1504 Calle Monterey, so C-A-L-L-E.
Okay.
I also moved here a couple years ago. I actually came here to work at Cirque du Soleil for a technician role. They needed automation technicians. It's an underpaid, understaffed field. And, pardon me, I don't work there anymore. I've parted ways with Cirque du Soleil, but I'm a professional engineer. I've started my own business, and I chose to do so in Nevada because of this community that Jordan and Blair developed. It's been a principal reason I've stayed. I work remotely, my partner works remotely, and we can do it from anywhere. And to be able to do it in such a unique community, as an engineer, I get to do this as my hobby, I get to do this for fun. And combining my love of engineering and my love of circus at Cirque du Soleil was really rewarding. I've traveled around the world to teach at other trapeze rigs. It pays peanuts, if you pardon the pun. But at the end of the day, these guys are professionals. They're incredibly safe. Their rigging is sound. And I would trust them with my life back and forth.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Come on up. Okay, so just go ahead and state your name and address.
I'm Jamie Stringham, and I'm at 647 Radford Drive. And I do live in the neighborhood. And I think what really upsets me is the fact that I can see that this doesn't add value to the pricing of homes. I have been in the home behind them, and it's like, it's right, there's no privacy. So their value of their home is down. I mean, I can't see to be able to sell it. Well, when their house is down, then we all go off of comps, and it kind of, there's a devalue that I see that it does to the homes itself. And I also have a problem with the fact that if we're doing this in other homes and we keep going, I mean, if you let one, then we can all build high structures and be looking at all the neighbors' backyards and be able to change our whole neighborhood, and that's my feelings on that.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing no one else. Board.
Sorry, can I ask?
Yes. Oh, sorry about that. There was a question. Yeah. There was a question. Sorry about that.
And may I also address a couple of the comments?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you all for your comments. I do appreciate hearing everyone's input. I would like to reference, we are not raising the height of the structure. It is safe and good at the height that it is. And okay. We have no intention of doing that. Regarding the oil drum, that was something that we discovered when we purchased the home, and I would love some guidance on how to discard it. It has a hole in the side of it, so we excuse me?
Hold on.
Oh. It's not something that we've been able to take to the dump. And if you guys maybe know how we can discard it, we would love to. That was something we didn't realize was on the property when we purchased it. My husband works for Cirque du Soleil. The flying trapeze is not something that can be done on your own. It requires a group of people. I've just given birth to our second child in the time that we've owned the property, and so he has his associates from work will come and practice together, and it's really nice for us. You know, we live quite far from many of our friends. We don't have family here. It's really given us and our family a sense of community, that's something that we do. Regarding the message about the class, that's not something that we typically do, and I understand that the rate seemed high is because I would be hiring people from Cirque du Soleil, and we didn't actually end up doing that, and that's not something we typically do because you were a neighbor. I thought it was a genuine request, and I wanted to see if I could accommodate it, but I've learned now that's not something that we can do, and we have no plans to be doing that. So I understand that from your perspective, maybe it appeared like a business, but it is for professionals that come and we share this thing that we love together with our community.
Okay.
Were there any other questions that I need to address?
No, not
how
from
high is it currently?
30. The highest point is 34 feet. But from where people are standing, I think it's 20, 25 feet. Yeah. So okay. No one is at a height of 34 feet.
And, hold on, unfortunately, we can't just go back and forth and ask questions, so we need the chair to allow him to ask a question if she'll allow him to.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let the board ask questions, and then we'll go back and I'll open it up for comment again, because I want to just make sure we get some clarification from the board. Okay. Do you have anything, Earl?
I'd like to poll the audience of the people who live here, how many people who live in the neighborhood. In the immediate neighborhood, not people who live on the other side of town or out of town, but how many people in the neighborhood are for it and how many are opposed? So could we ask how many people are for and opposed?
Okay, I'll talk to the mic a little bit.
Go ahead.
So Earl is asking, for those people who live in the neighborhood, how many people are for this particular project? Can you please raise your hand that live in the neighborhood? Okay, and then for those who live in the neighborhood, how many people are here that are against this particular project? Okay, thank you.
I also have a letter from
Hold on.
We'll let you bring it up as soon as we have
questions. We'll let you speak in just a second.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Earl?
No. Okay. My comment, or not necessarily a question, because I kind of get it. Well, I guess one of my questions would be, you made it clear that you're not charging folks to come and practice their craft or whatever, so there won't be a charge. The second, I guess, is, you know, a lot of times it's not illegal to have a business at your home if it's registered, so folks can have businesses at their home, depending on what type of business that is. A lot of people come and say they can't have business. I mean, unfortunately, if you've ever been here long enough, there was a zoo in the middle of a neighborhood on Rancho.
Yep.
So it was a full-fledged zoo. Now, if you want to talk about a business in a neighborhood that didn't smell good, that had tigers and stuff, a zoo in a neighborhood. So I just want to make it clear when we start talking about zoo and cost of people's homes and those kind of things, that there's a lot of businesses in neighborhoods. Now, there is business that are allowed and business that aren't allowed in homes that can become an issue. I see the value of what you guys want to do. I also see the value of respecting our neighbors and those kind of things. I may find it hard for trampolines to really find a structure that might be tall enough to practice in. Is there another particular business like this around town that people practice, or do they actually have to practice at, say, MGM or at the actual place where they are doing the performances?
Well, where the artists work, they get a very small training window each week, depending on the schedule of the show.
I guess my question is there somewhere else in town that people they go to practice? Is there another trampoline
there's appropriate? There's a school across town that charges quite a bit of money for it.
Okay, so there's a school that charges.
Yes, for the professionals that would go and pay there, they would be at a higher level than the people that are coaching and instructing.
Okay.
You know.
And I think for a question for the planning department that I have, because as I look at the application, a lot of it seemed like I don't know if it was necessarily at height, it was more so the 6-foot separation between the walls and things that you guys were opposed to. So what exactly was 6 feet?
So it's just the setback?
Can I address that? I think I can answer it a little better. So the initial complaint was that we were running a business. We went to planning and explained to them that they weren't, but then they needed us to go over everything on the property.
Correct.
And make sure that it was all in line with developmental standards.
Okay.
Along the wall that's on Linden, we have some storage boxes that are containing equipment. We have them up against the wall, and I guess because of setback, they're supposed to be 6 feet from the wall. So the woman we were working with at the planning department told us we needed to apply for waivers for those structures as well as the
height of the flying trapeze.
Okay. That's so, and the reason I'm asking you that too, because I'm kind of looking at the aerial view, and it looks like you guys have a pretty large lot.
Yes, we have a half acre lot.
Right. And so I didn't know if those containers can be moved.
They could be moved.
And that's what I'm asking. I mean, just to kind of meet halfway, if there's a place that those, if they're just equipment, you said they store your equipment.
Yeah, they're storing equipment. I mean, for us, it makes sense to put them along the wall and not have boxes in the center of our yard where our children run and play and things like that.
Okay.
And we were just told that because of the setback, the developmental standards were setback, that we needed to apply for a waiver to keep them where they are. We also talked to the fire department and the building department, and they had no issue with the boxes where they were or the flying trapeze equipment.
Okay. Okay. Well, go ahead. Yes.
The problem, I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking we have a planning department, and there's only 8 different infractions besides the issue of having a trapeze there. Where they haven't. Now, if anybody else came up here, we'd be pounding on them to fix all these little 8 different changes. So, you know, this is like special. We have to treat someone special, extraordinary, than the way we treat anyone else.
Well, this is an extraordinary situation. Nobody comes out as a trampoline, though.
This is kind of extraordinary. Not 8.
No, it's just the things that go into each one of the waivers. Like, yeah. there's how many boxes there are. But I want to ask Stephanie, do you have any questions?
I do have one question. On this paper, it does say the applicant is requesting a waiver to increase the structure. So it actually, I can read it out loud.
Sure.
Okay. Lastly, the applicant is requesting a waiver to increase the accessory structure height of an existing flying trapeze to 34 feet, where 25 feet is the maximum allowed. For Title 30.
Oh, that is because the flying trapeze is the highest point is 34 feet. So we're asking for permission to have the structure at the height it is now, which is higher than the what is permitted.
25 feet.
Yes. Okay. So perhaps that's not worded correctly.
Well, it just says waiver. You're asking for the waiver.
It's asking for a waiver to increase.
Because it's already there, though.
It's already there.
Right. This is how we were advised to write it. Okay. So perhaps that wasn't written correctly. But basically, permission to have the structure at the height of 34 feet.
I just offer clarification. So any accessory structure, the maximum height would be 25 feet. Since it's already existing at 34 feet, she needs that waiver. She's not increasing it from 34 feet. It's just past.
Did she need a permit, though, to put the structure up?
So that's she got to reach out to the building department. My understanding, they don't need a permit for it.
Oh, okay.
But they do need the waivers for the setback and the height past the 25 foot.
I get it.
The way I look at the problem was created by, it was the building department, as the planning department says, it's self-inflicted.
Speaking to the thing, I think people don't hear you. People.
It's a self-inflicted. Just a moral issue with me. Someone comes in and does something that's not done anywhere else, and now they're asking for a waiver for it, but it's not compatible with the neighborhood.
But she didn't need to get a permit to begin with, so
she didn't get a permit.
She didn't need one. They just said she didn't need to get a permit.
Not a building permit.
They didn't need one for building.
Yeah, it's like if you went and built
a well. If she came to get a permit to put the trapeze up, what permit would it be?
A land use permit, so waiver development standards to increase the height.
They wouldn't get a permit because it's limited to 25 feet. That's the point.
But I want to know, did she violate the permitting process?
She violated the zoning code.
The building code, that's the
okay.
problem.
Building code's not okay, building. Not building.
No, zoning. Okay.
It's zoning, not building. Building is okay. Zoning wasn't. That part's
we'll
close.
I'll do another round of public comment. I just want to make sure everybody up here is clear.
My heart is with the use of this trip.
Right.
I'm with it. But it's a moral thing that we have to enforce throughout the neighborhood. It's, you know, for everywhere, the whole city, the county. Mm-hmm. We're the county. And this is causing me a moral dilemma, all right? Because I'm for you, but it's an issue.
Okay. So under sorry. There you go. Where it says waiver of development standards number one, it says the applicant did not provide any mitigating measures to reduce the impact on adjacent property. Does this then mean there would have been mitigating measures she could have taken?
So, as you said before, there's plenty of room on the property, so they could have moved the structure so they're not within the setbacks. Even though the trapeze came at 34 feet, maybe there's a smaller version available that would be less than the maximum allowed.
Okay.
So those kind of small changes could have helped to lessen the impact on the surrounding.
Okay. No, she wants to respond.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify the request for waivers of developmental standards regarding setbacks were about the boxes and not the trapeze. The trapeze falls within setback requirements. It's only the height.
Right.
Correct. But you stated before that they're movable and there's plenty of room on the box.
Yes,
the
storage. Just clarify the storage boxes where we were not within setback.
Yeah. But there's a possibility that you would be able to keep this if it was moved away from the fence and not as high. That would be a mitigating standard or mitigating circumstance measure, according to this.
Those are two. The boxes are
right. I understand.
Yeah,
but
the
they're saying
is
we're saying if you keep it the way it is, we're probably going to deny it.
No,
I am trying to ask them: is there a way that you could keep it so that it wouldn't have the same impact on your neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure
that
that's out there.
No, I understand.
And then what? So I know there was a couple of people that wanted to come up and do some public comment.
I just wanted to.
Oh, did you have a question?
Yeah, no, I just had a question based on looking at your lot. Me personally, how many boxes is there? Are there? There was four boxes. So potentially moving the boxes, trying to be creative with the boxes. I'm okay with the trampoline. It's just if the boxes met code and were within the distance separation that they needed to be. Because there's a lot of times when somebody needs 6 feet and they're 4 feet, or they're 6 feet and they're 2 feet, and we say yeah to it because it's already there. So I'm not, I don't have that same type of moral connection to 6 feet, 5 feet, 4 3. We do this every time, every week. Is somebody that's too close or not, you know. So part of it is trying to come to a portion of an agreement of, you know, maybe the trampoline is too high, but we can work on the boxes.
Yeah, we can definitely very easily move the boxes to keep them within setback. Regarding the height,
I understand that's probably more difficult.
It's a safety.
Right.
Okay.
It's a safety process.
Okay.
So that's why I'm just, if there's a small commitment to work on the boxes,
absolutely,
then we can work on the height. I can deal with the boxes. We can work on trying to get some type of compromise.
Sure.
For me. So I don't know if the rest of the board, that's just how I feel.
Okay.
Like.
Okay. All right. Did I get everything? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So if anybody would like to do additional public comment, come on up. State your name and address again.
Hillary Baggs, 510 Sorry Drive. I've got a basketball court that faces their property, and I love it, but there's been times when everybody can look in my backyard, the people behind us can look in our backyard, other people can. You can always look inside, especially the houses are in areas where the houses are close together, people can look out their windows. My son at Desert Shores, he has a restroom, that a master bathroom, and the people next door have a window right where his window is, and he has to like squat down and do all the, people can look in other people's backyards. I mean, that's just how it is, so that doesn't bother me, and it's always in a good time of day, whereas the rest of the neighborhood, I'm telling you, two times a week, forever and ever, it's loud music, and I've called the police numerous times. There's so many other things going on, and to have something good like this, the mailman comes by and he'll pull off for a minute. I mean, it's just nice to see something like different. It might be different, but it doesn't mean it's a different bad. So I'm really happy with it.
Okay. So if anybody else would like to do public second time around, come on up. Go ahead. State your name and address.
Neil Dutson, 548 Radwood Drive.
Okay.
So if what I'm hearing, if I have, I'm a backyard auto mechanic, and I have 10 friends who love to DIY backyard mechanic on automobiles, then we could get together, 10 of us, and we could bring our cars in, and we could set them up on my lot, and we could do it legally because we're not, there's no money exchanging hands. Is that right?
It would depend. You would have to...
Depend on what?
You would have to...
It doesn't meet the... It doesn't,
yeah, we can't go back and forth.
Zone.
Right. Okay.
But we can't go back and forth.
My name is Al Rojas, 2095. I'm part of a neighborhood watch group, Safe Communities Network. You know, if you guys like this project, that's fine. I just want to bring something to the board and the community. There's a lot of people that are going out there building walls and putting up large fences. We have a lot of vacant lots. And then they start bringing in trucks, and it ruins the community. And then people are going in there and putting wooden shacks close to reducing setbacks. And then they come in, well, we don't know who built it or how it got there, but now we want a waiver. And it's ruining the community, it's ruining the safety, and it's ruining the quality of life. And that's just something that I want to bring to the attention to the community, that maybe we got to set our foot down and say, hey, you know, we don't want that because it hurts the value of our properties, just like one of the other residents says, and it hurts our quality of life. And then we become a target and we become victims of people. Oh, you know what? People in Sunrise Manor don't care. Go do what you want to do. Go buy a lot, you know, and then just do whatever you want to do. And some of these fences, they make them really high, and then they put these strips that cover them, and you don't even know what's going on back there, whether they got a drug house. And to close it up, there was one cleanup that we did.
This is just okay. Relating to...
Yeah, yeah, we're not talking about building the fence house and all
that. No, I'm just trying to tell you what's going on. Okay, that's
right. Yeah, but this is not that right now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Not a problem.
All right, anyone
Thank
else?
Thank you. Yeah, I wonder where we were going.
Okay. So,
are you taking more?
If you'd like to do more.
I would respond as well.
Okay.
Mr. Williams.
So we're not going back.
It's not. Yeah. It's not to answer. If you had something separate.
Oh, yeah. So it was just on agenda two. I don't know if it was something.
Are you going to say something separate, or were you going to respond back to someone?
I was going to respond to Mr. Williams from before.
For the board.
About this issue. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
come on up.
And again, it's my first time doing one of these, so I appreciate it.
That's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, say your name and address again.
So I'm Justin Wood at 1504 Calle Monterey. There is another community. There is another training facility in Vegas, right? And it teaches recreational flying trapeze, but they have a pro program that is obtrusive to get into, and it has members of the community that aren't conducive to the community. Trapeze is a worldwide phenomena, and I have a hard time training at that facility, not because of their skill, it's because of the demeanor and what they bring to Las Vegas. And there was a third facility that you could go out and train to. They had some extenuating circumstances that had to do with like rent and whatnot. I just want the floor to know that if you're worried about your community, Blair and Jordan's people are not doing that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else?
I'd like to say something.
Sure.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jordan Tribble. I live on 541 Sari. So this is my flying trapeze. Our flying trapeze. I've been doing flying trapeze for about 12 years now. And I bought this flying trapeze rig trying to do something different and be able to like grow my skills in a way that I couldn't do at any other school. You can't go to a school and try to learn all the things that you want to learn and the time range that you want to learn them. So for me, I bought this rig so that I would be able to have the opportunity for myself to grow as an artist. I understand that, you know, there are some things to it that are a little bit different and out of the ordinary, but I can't do it alone. That's the thing about it. I can't go up and fly on my rig by myself. It doesn't work. I need somebody to be there with me to help serve the bar. It is a community-based thing, not only for the people who are flying, obviously there's that, but then also for the people around us so that we can all kind of come together to enjoy what this thing is. That's why I got into it. That's why I started it. And so I really do understand the concerns that you have. I understand if you had 10 people who loved cars and all wanted to get together and work on cars, how you would not know what the difference is between what I'm doing and that. However, as I said, I can't do it alone. So I would appreciate if you guys let us have the opportunity to continue to, you know, improve our skills and what we do as artists, as performers, as athletes. So. Sorry, I know she said that, but it is very few hours. I mean, we really are only out there 2 hours max, and it's not an 8-hour thing that we're here all day, all night. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got two waivers. One has number one, which is the trapeze, and then the other one has the 2 and 3, which are the boxes and the storage. So, as far as the motion, what I was hearing, and please correct me if I'm incorrect on this, that they're willing to move the storage boxes.
Yes.
And meet the setback on those. Okay. So we would deny then on standards 2 and 3, because they're willing to go ahead and meet the setback on that. So that just leaves waiver of development on standard number 1. And the way this is written, it does say that there would be mitigating measures that would reduce the impact on the property. Therefore, that means it's not completely denied. Addressing the oil barrel.
They also mentioned that they would address the oil. They just need to find how to get rid of the oil barrel.
So we need to
make
that a requirement, that oil barrel needs to go. Stay to the end, and we'll find someone that can help you.
All right, so you can talk with
the health district.
Yeah, Beatrice will.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So that just leaves the trapeze as is, which goes over the height maximum.
Right.
Do we want to make a motion?
I can try to make a motion.
Okay.
I can try to make a motion to approve waiver number 1 and deny waivers 2 and 3 based on the ability or the applicant stating that they will move the containers to meet the setbacks.
Okay.
That would pretty much be it.
All right. So we have a motion. All in
And then I'll also
with the oil barrel.
I don't know where the oil barrel is in there, but
it was just public comment.
It's just part of public comment to fix the oil barrel, get rid of the oil barrel for the house
disposed.
That it's leaking into.
Okay, with that requirement.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay, there you go.
Okay, we still go to our meeting next month.
Right.
Yes.
And for all you guys who came to this meeting, there is everyone who came and spoke at this particular meeting, the next meeting is
September 2nd
at Planning Commission. So once again, for those who's the first timers, because I know several people said this is the first time that you've come to this meeting, we are a advisory board, and typically things come here first and then they will go to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission will also listen to your public comments, hear what you have to say. They will also make a recommendation that it's for final action. Oh, so it'll be final action at the Planning Commission. So it's very important that you guys do go to the Planning Commission because it become final action. Some, because it is new, some of these will also go to the Board of County Commissioners. This is one that will not, based on our Planning Commissioner. So it will be final action, whatever they decide at the Planning Commission. So I implore you to go to that meeting as well, because this is just an advisory recommendation that will now go to our Planning Commissioner. So for those who, it's one more step. So I don't want you guys to think this is final. But once again, we are an advisory committee. That's it. Okay?
Thank you very much. Would it be okay for Ms. Lee if I need to feed my baby?
We're done.
No, you don't need to stay to the end.
Yeah,
but just for clarification to help with the oil barrel, mm-hmm. As it was stated, as the health district.
So
Southern Nevada Health District.
Yeah,
I can call them and they'll help me figure out how to dispose of it.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, we would have put it in my husband's truck, but it has a hole in the side of it.
Yeah. Well, they'll help you. And then if you had talked with the fire commissioner.
Thank you.
Okay. You guys good?
All right. There we go. Okay. So moving on to agenda item number 3.
Can you let them know? Yeah, because they can go out this front door right here.
I think
they're good. Okay.
They're good.
I don't know why people go all the way around it.
Okay, so agenda item number 3 is ET25400067DR210714LVBN Property LLC. This is a design review, first extension of time for the following. Distribution center, and then number 2, finished grade on 7.24 acres in an IP industrial zone within the airport Enron's overlay, generally located north of Las Vegas Boulevard and east of Land Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
No, you said 6-7,
and it said 7-6. It is 7-6. Let me repeat that. Thank you. Agenda item number 3 is ET25400076. DR210714LVBN Property LLC. This is a design review first extension of time for the following. Distribution center and finished grade on a 7.24 acres in the industrial park zone within the Airport Enron's overlay, generally located north of Las Vegas Boulevard, north and east of Land Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Wanda?
I brought the copies of the design if you guys need also.
All right.
So
it's just extension time.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, we should be able to. So.
Let's see if this.
You can have it under control right
here. Oh. Yeah, so we can make it get bigger and smaller.
It's good right here.
Put it out and?
No, it's good.
Okay,
see
you can see it.
Okay. Jason Dry, 5830 Red Rock Street, on behalf of LVN Property LLC. This is a request for extension, a first extension request. The owner of this property passed away, and the ownership and the family hasn't decided on what to do with this project, if they're going to build it or if they're going to sell it. But it is everything's been approved. Building department, everything's been approved. The fees have been paid for the permits to be issued, and that's where we stand.
Okay.
So this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to speak on this agenda item? Okay, come on up.
Go ahead, Stanley.
My name is James C. McDaniel. I live at 4491 Fabergé. My wife, Mary, has McDaniel. We both live there. On this piece of property that they're talking about right here, and even on his prints, is that, I have to lay it on top. Okay. On the property right here, this piece right here that they're talking about, this is my house. This right here is a county wash, and we're having problems trying to get it secured right now. Okay. This is the wash where it comes out right here. On it, where the houses and stuff are, it doesn't show you, but this is the wash right here that goes underneath Las Vegas Boulevard. This is the wash that comes out beside our house right here. On their plans, they don't talk anywheres about this wash. I don't think it should be approved for an extension of time, because the first gentleman that tried this right here knew that they needed a lot of time and a lot of money because this was just like the Flamingo Hotel where water would go underneath the property. They decided at that time not to build it because it was going to cost so much money. Now they've changed the way that they want to move this stuff, and there's where the problem is. The wash of, it's hard for me to, this is Las Vegas Boulevard?
Yes.
Yeah, do you want to?
I'll help you out. I can
address. Yeah, Drew, can you point?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, you can help him out wherever if he's telling where the wash is.
So here's your houses right here, right?
Okay. My house is at the corner of the wash.
Yeah, so here's the wash that comes right here.
Here's the wash that comes out.
Yeah, and it comes right here. So we're building an arch culvert, and it's going to be underground. It's going to keep all the vagrants out of this land. It's going to be underground. And then we're tying into Las Vegas Boulevard, and it's going to shoot out. And we're going to have fences right here because this is going to be a publicly maintained from the public works. And we're going to have fences right here that only the Clark County Public Works can maintain
which they're sadly containing right now. I have pictures of what it looks like.
No, understood. But
where it'll go from
so now. You're talking about this one piece of wash right here, because right there is my house, and you're talking about this small piece of wash right here.
No. So the big wash is coming out of right here. So this is the wash that I'm talking about. This one right here is the same thing. We're tying into right here, and then we're dumping into the wash right here. So this is going to be all flat. It's going to be covered. We're going to have a drop inlet, stormwater channel pipes running underground,
yeah,
tying into this, and then discharging underneath.
You've had 5 to 7 years to get this plan done.
We've only been 2 years. Two years. Our first application was.
Hold on.
Okay.
We got too much going on right now.
It's okay.
We got too much going on.
In this, I know I bought the house brand new. Oops, I bought the house brand new 37 years ago. When it rains, water comes down Fabergé into this wash, overflows the wash, it goes out in here to another wash that goes along, I don't know the name of the street.
They split two ways.
And then finally, when it ends up, it goes underneath Las Vegas Boulevard.
The
viaduct right here goes underneath, and then from here out is casted in concrete.
Yeah.
But this side over here is not casted
in
concrete.
Dirt.
It's all dirt, and when it rains, it gets flooded. The county says we made a mistake when they originally casted this piece right here. There's a culvert in here that's
not finished.
It's not finished, and there's a culvert that's in the back of my yard that goes into this that is not finished. And when it rains, the only thing that I haven't had done yet is I haven't had my house flooded. I myself get out there and open these gates, and there's many drains up and down Las Vegas Boulevard, up and down Fabergé that I open up, and I get out there wading water waist deep, cleaning the drains out so the water will go away. I never can get enough cleaned out to keep from this place overflowing and flooding through my house.
Let me just kind of, if you don't mind.
And this has happened, for many years.
Yeah, let me just hold on. Let me just, if we could just, because we're kind of mixing a few things right now, because the flood, the piece that's flooding and the flood channels and all that might be something that we need to talk with the commissioner's office with. That's not the applicant's. The applicant's going to try to do some things to assist as they build out, but the flood piece, I can't blame the applicant and the person who's doing it.
What's that?
I can talk to the planner. Well, you got to.
It's maintained by Public Works. So
right, and so that's a Public Works. Yeah.
Well, we've talked to Public Works until I'm blue in the face.
Hold on for a second. Because this is not about a Public Works issue right here, what we're talking about right now. Because, I mean, that is something that we can talk with Public Works, and we have the commissioner's office here as well, because it's not something that I want to put on the barrel of this applicant to talk about Public Works and what they need to do in terms of the gate, in terms of cleaning it up, in terms of all that kind of stuff. He's going to might have some issues with flooding too if he builds there, but it's still a Public Works kind of a thing, and it's going to be something that the commissioner's office and Public Works need to try to work with you
So he was here last year when we were here. He was there, we were here. And they sent back because stuff was not complete. And one of the issues was that there was a wash there.
Right.
That was one of the issues.
And
which
since
continues to be the same problem.
Right, but they haven't built anything. At this particular point now, he has an applicant that passed away and they don't even know if they're going to build. So, this is just an extension of time for them to figure that out.
Clear. We don't even know. We talked to comprehensive planning yesterday and I said, what is this even going to be? They don't even know what it's going to be, but it's going to have 16 big bays and the building's going to be 35 feet, correct? Is it the dwelling itself? And the girl said, go to that meeting and let them know. We in comprehensive planning don't know. Find out what's going to be in there. We don't know. Because on my phone, the county made a mistake and built a property right on our wall. When they have to repair their building, you know what? They have to come in my backyard to paint, to fix the roof. They have to come in our yard because it's
that building,
on our
that storage
back wall.
Building has
and
never
that's what's
going to
happen over here.
Right.
The same thing's going to happen over here. Right. So I have the picture. I'll show you. You can see what it looks like. And then when you walk out to the other side of our thing, we're going to look over and see a 35-story or whatever foot permanent structure and 16 bays. And if there's trucks coming in there, you're going to hear beep, 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 night and day. And you're also going to have those things coming in and out. You hear what a diesel sounds like? So I'm going to be in my backyard barbecuing, and you're going to hear beep, 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 and the diesels, and the same thing at night. And they didn't even put the signage in there for the sign. Who knows where that's going to go? That same building I'm talking about, Jay Bingham had to come out to our house and look, a former commissioner. He said, this is ridiculous. These lights are in your backyard.
We
they had to take them down.
We as county commissioners made a serious mistake. And he asked me, he says, Jim, what do I have to do to fix this mistake? I says, tear that building down and move it 15 feet that way.
Okay.
And he says, if I had the authority to do it,
but
I would.
Stopped
but
phase
I made a
three
mistake.
That would have went across our whole backyard.
Now,
I just want you to see something.
Well, Commissioner, I'm sorry.
Do you see my house and do you see where that property is? Built right up against our wall. And guess what? My neighbors, that they have no view at all. We're lucky because they stopped the third phase. Now, what they want to do is go on the other side of that. So that's the other side of the drain where my thing ends. And then they'll put that there where the drain is not finished, which you can see, and that's dirt in there also. It's not finished. So they'll continue.
But that's public works. That's not
this
him. That's
is
public
another
work.
One of those that
and
I
it says right here,
not.
Do you oppose it?
And I say,
if we
I
oppose
do.
It, then they can
oppose.
Stop it and then go back and see what the problem is. The extension.
It's
and if you can't extend, you can't go forward. And that's what we're here for.
Okay.
I mean, would you want it in your backyard? Would you want the diesels? Would you want the distribution? Can you tell us what you're going to be building there? What is it going to be?
Okay, if you want to
okay.
sit down,
we'll
have him answer your questions, but then I'm going to have some other questions. So if you
thank
want to
you.
Come up.
Anybody else? No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on up.
Okay.
I don't
so,
think that's ours.
No, that's just the agenda.
That's just the agenda.
So, first of all, this is zoned industrial, and anybody who builds on this is going to have to address the storm drain issues on this property. If it's residential, they're gonna have to do the same thing. Residential builder is not gonna wanna deal with the storm drain. Our arch culvert is 25 feet high to deal with the storm drain floods that come in here. We're tying into this one, and we are properly disposing this and getting it out on the other side of Las Vegas Boulevard. Yes, it is an industrial warehouse building. We do not have a tenant at this time, but we build concrete industrial buildings. Operations hours are usually from 6 to 5 o'clock. I don't know too many distributions besides the Amazons that are out in North Las Vegas that operate 24 hours a day.
What is it?
There is not a tenant right now. Like I said, the
so you could put anything in it. At this point, we don't
you
know.
You could put an
in
Amazon in there, it'd be 24 hours. You could do anything in there, correct?
Yep,
essentially, yes. It was zoned for industrial. Yes. Yes, but
you don't even know.
But the only thing, only other question
okay.
that I just have, if the I guess part of the main question is, if they don't build that or do something there, that flood drain is never going to get fixed. Nobody else is going to do anything to it. Whoever builds on that property have to fix the flood drain portion. If somebody doesn't build on that flood drain portion,
we've been there for.
And it's going to stay there I mean, it's going to stay that way until somebody builds something.
Right.
Or the
but
people
with 16
die.
Bays, with 16
Okay, we can't do the back and forth. So we don't, that's not up
for... That's going to have to be the next level up.
Do you understand my frustration? That's my house. I don't want to go out there and look at it.
Once again, we can't continue to...
Right. So I want to, so technically, according to the zoning as it is, they're in compliance, it's already been approved.
Correct.
But all they're asking for is a 3-year extension of time to decide whether they're going to move forward.
Correct.
Now, if the neighbors want to contest what's already been approved, who would they talk to?
They would talk to the commissioner's office.
Okay.
You can also add conditions just like the commissioner can. So you can add recommend conditions, hours of operation on the extension of time.
So it would be up to the business license department.
Okay.
Zoning doesn't regulate
2 hours of operation.
But we're not, I don't know if we're that far yet. We're not even close to that far yet.
Now, if we go ahead and approve, because staff is recommending approval, and they move forward and decide they want to go ahead and keep what's already been approved, will this go in front of anyone else?
No. Not unless they need to come back for another extension. But if you approve it, and it gets approved, then the commissioners...
So it will, if the commissioners have to hear it to do the extension of time,
correct.
Would they be able to then show up at that meeting and air their grievances?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the extension? Can you also deny the extension?
We could, but we would have to have a reason to do so. That's why I'm trying to clarify with him.
And there's also more in there than that. They're asking for grade changes, other changes.
I think one of the most important things is I've been saying this all night. One is we're an advisory committee. We don't make the final decision. The second is this is going to go before your Board of County Commissioners. It's not going to the Planning Commission. It's going to the Board of County Commissioners. So everything that your concerns and your frustrations and your issues that you might want to, I would 100% tell you to go to your Board of County Commissioners because they are going to make the final decision on what's going to take place with this particular property. So in order to stop it, in order to do whatever you want to see happen, that's where that decision is going to be made.
So in here where I read where it's going to go from 48 to 36 and different things like that, you're not approving any of that? Or
that was already approved.
That was all that's been approved already.
Approved.
Everything that's on here has been approved. All they're looking to do is just to extend this project for 3 more years. Up to 3 more years. And if they can always come back for another extension after 3 years, if they wanted to extend it 3 years. It doesn't say they're going to build it right now, as was stated, is the property owner passed away and they already had this in motion, but now they don't know if they really want to continue to do this project or sell the property. If they sell the property, the next person would have to come in and go
there. And that's confusion for us is because we came to the last meeting in here and then we saw nothing and then they went ahead and so somehow or another, we got lost in the mix. As soon as we saw this, I called right away to comprehend.
Did you guys go to the next meeting after this meeting? Because this is never the final. This is never the final meeting.
No, we're going to go to the other one.
I don't want to go back and forth because this is not appropriate. But I'm just saying, in order, whenever you come to one of these meetings, there's always a second or third step. And so my advice would just be: this is going to go to the Board of County Commissioners after this, after our.
Vote
here, and then they will make the final decision on what's going to happen.
How much easement off the back wall is there going to be where the residents are?
So for the easement, that would be up to Public Works and the Drainage Team to determine.
But you saw my house, so that's what I'm afraid is going to happen again.
Right.
Where it's built right on the wall, so they have to come knock on my door and say, Miss McDaniel, we need to paint the back of our building. Guess what? Can't get to it. So can we come in your backyard?
Well, unfortunately, that's done, and we can't do anything about that.
We can't stop it.
We can't stop that. And right now, based on where this building is and where your house is, there's not that situation because there's already a building there. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's their truck.
Yeah, they actually have it where they can go drive a truck all the way around the building, so it's not up against.
Exactly, there's 120 feet.
They have a drive. They're talking, but they have a driveway all the way around their property, so it can't be up against a wall because they have a driveway all the way around the property. As you can see, there's a driveway all the way around exterior of their property.
Our residential looks small compared to that massive distributed thing.
Okay.
We don't know what's going to be there.
Okay, so, board.
Well, I'd like to add something to this, too. Do you see your county commissioner before they do this?
Yeah.
And because I had a similar situation as you, 1979.
Yeah.
I had a house on Mountain Vista, backed up to Mountain Vista Street, which is mm-hmm. way over there. And it rained, and this was after they just finished putting in the, working on the freeway.
Right.
They built a big freeway going over Mountain Vista. And it rained, and all that water got drained into my yard.
Right.
And the water raised up to the slab level. I mean, I was just a breath away from the house getting flooded.
And it's interesting that about the drain going under,
yeah.
which the original one doesn't have any concrete. It goes about that far, and then it doesn't. And then there's a big drop-off. So how's that even going to connect?
Well, sometimes,
we're just left there hanging.
Sometimes they do things, and they don't know what's going to happen, implications. And God sends a flood down, it comes.
Right.
And you never know. So do you see her? Because when I called Bruce, my commissioner at that time was Bruce Woodbury. If you lived here,
yeah,
he came
Bruce,
out to my house.
We talked to all
Bruce
of them
out
when this
the
happened.
House.
You had Bruce too? He's good. He came out.
And they came out at night, just because I said the lights are in our backyard. Us neighbors all through there. He goes, no way. Came out at night. He said, this is ridiculous. How do you people sleep? We don't.
Yeah.
Because the lights are right in our house.
What do you want us to do to fix it?
Yeah. That's exactly. And
so
he would try.
They threw their hands up and I'm doing
right.
the exact same thing.
So,
but the county commissioner, I, you know, some people do make mistakes.
Yes.
But please don't make a mistake where it's going to be intruding on the rest of my life that I've done gave up over 40 years for the military.
Yeah.
And that's what I hated right there.
Okay. So what we have to do is go by what's on our agenda and what we're allowed to vote on. And the only thing we're allowed to vote on under this agenda item is an extension of time, and there's a staff recommendation to approve. So, board, do you want to have any more discussion about this vote?
No.
Okay, does anybody
want? Do you
also
want the card so we can sign it and vote it?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Try.
Oh, yes.
And I can tell you, at the Board of County Commissioners, you won't be able to have the opportunity to have a back and forth. You're gonna whatever your statements you guys want to make at the Board of County Commissioners when you go before them. You're going to make your comments, and then that's going to be it. They're not going to...
There's no discussion.
They're not going to have no discussion back and forth like this.
Well,
I'm just letting you know.
It must have changed, because we talked to all six of them.
No, you can't.
We did that, and they did stop it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you can't talk to them. I'm saying you can't talk to them, but I'm saying at the actual meeting, when you come up and you get your 2 or 3 minutes that they give you, that's what they're going to give you.
Okay.
Are you ready for
it? Yeah, we're ready for it. So,
do you want to make a motion? This is like, can we make a motion that we do follow staff's recommendations with the understanding that once they decide what's going on the property, they have to come back? We've done that before.
I think so. You can ask.
Okay.
I believe that can be asked.
So
I make a recommendation that we follow staff recommendations with the condition that once they decide what's going to go on the property, that they have to come back.
It's already decided what's going on the property. We just don't know the tenant.
So you can't
okay,
do,
so...
They can't come back for a tenant.
Okay.
That's not clear on here.
That's
on here, it seems like they're not sure what they're doing at all.
Comprehensive
right.
Comprehensive.
So they're doing a warehouse
distribution center.
Do we just not know what type of what center it is?
With 16 bays.
No, it's 100,000 square foot building.
Huge.
It's already designed. It's been approved by Public Works, the building department. We don't have a tenant.
There's a lot of buildings on Nellis and on Craig that are all vacant. There's one that they're building that's at Vegas and Nellis, and nobody's in it. It's just a huge building. There's a bunch of them. They build. They don't know who's
so the
going
more time that you need is
I think,
to get a
I think our planner has something to say.
Yeah. Comprehensive planning doesn't require them to have a set list of tenants when they come before the board. So it's up to them to find tenants after they get approved.
Okay, so
it's
this
a field
is,
of dreams.
This is not what up. This is what's not clear on the agenda. You need more time to find a tenant.
No. They need more time to build the building.
Okay, it doesn't say what they need more time for on here, and I
yeah,
think that's where we're going.
They
need a section of time for what?
If you don't know the tenant, how do you know what to build?
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. If you go around, there's a lot of warehouses, buildings that are built. And then a tenant will find what's appropriate space that they want to move into. So they build it, it's a field of dreams. You build it, they will come. So they're building it in hopes to find a tenant at some particular time, 1 year, 2 years, whenever, to come into the building. Now, so they can't guarantee who's going to be the tenant, and we can't tell them who they can or cannot put in.
Right.
If it's a distribution, they fit the code.
Okay.
So right now we're just
saving
voting
on
an extension of time,
yes,
for what has been approved.
So that's
we're at a voting point.
Yep.
So
all in favor, say aye.
We got to make the motion.
Okay. So do you want to rescind them coming back, seeing as that's not allowed?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion is staff approval with staff recommendations. Okay.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now it goes up to the next level. Okay.
Which is to go to the Board of County Commission meeting. Was their date on there? So they would know.
On September 3rd.
September 3rd, yes, Board of County Commissioners.
Okay. All right. So we have one more item. It's number 4. WS250506, Blue Sky Irrevocable Trust, waivers of development standards for the following: reduce street landscaping, reduce setback, allow an attached sidewalk, and alternative driveway genomics design review for commercial buildings on 0.4 acres in a commercial general zone, generally located south of Charleston Boulevard and east of Mojave Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Yes, okay. State your name and address, please.
My name is David Strait, 1223 Heather Oaks Way, North Las Vegas, Nevada, 89031. And this is Joe Bonnet, he's the owner.
Okay. Go ahead and use the microphone so people can hear you.
I'll use the mic.
Okay.
It should be on
already.
Just
push it up.
Is it on?
There
yes.
you go. There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a project that we proposed in 2019. And we got approval in 2020, and then we got an extension on it in 2022 during the COVID time. We let it expire on the last time, so we have to start over. But basically, this was approved twice with this particular plan that you're looking at, and we basically just wanted to renew this. What we're getting because of the change in zoning and the turnover in staff, we're getting different recommendations than we got, you know, 4 years or 5 years ago. I think staff has said that they like the design. Most of our issues recently have come from Public Works and Traffic, who have said that they'll only approve it if we move the loading zone and the trash container to the north end of the building and move the building south. Well, first of all, and that because they have concerns about circulation at the driveway for the loading zone and probably a trash truck. So here's what they sent me, is we want you to do this. Well, number one, we can't move the building south because there's a power line right there. And the two issues that they're talking about, loading and trash, are both allowed underneath the power line. They're, you know, but if we do what they want, then we have to come up with something different than this plan. We can't move the building south, so we would have to move we'd have to move the trash container to the corner of Charleston and Mojave. So this would possibly work, but in my opinion, it's a bad choice. You put the trash compactor next, or the container, the trash collection area, as close to Charleston as possible. That's a major thoroughfare, and you make the Republic trash truck driving the entire length of the parking lot to collect the trash, and he has to back out all the way. And I don't think that's a better circulation problem. By doing, you know, before we did this, we found out since 2020, the zoning has changed. And just this week, we were advised that we could probably get by with 14 spaces because of the bus stop that's nearby. So we aren't really impaired in parking, but we were asked to vacate this space before the last, on the second review from Public Works, they said just get rid of some more parking spaces so we'll clear this out. Well, this area is completely open, and there's, you know, we could otherwise park cars there. When you talk about, and they're talking about a loading dock, we're not talking about a semi-truck coming in there. It's simply, you know, stock trucks that come and provide things for the liquor store or whoever else is in there. So my intent is to stick with this plan and ask the county commissioners to excuse us from those conditions that Public Works has given us.
Okay.
Another thing that, we were also told that we should have a detached driveway. A detached sidewalk. That there's supposed to be a buffer zone. Well, if we do that, it'll be from here to here. And what it will do is it'll push the landscaping into the visibility zones, which is also another Public Works issue. Mm. So we don't think that's also a good idea. Okay. Now, we'll do whatever is required, because we haven't changed the building. It's still a good building. We'd like to move forward and actually go ahead with the engineering project.
Okay. Is that all?
That's all.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anyone like to speak on this item?
Yeah, I got a question.
Okay, come on up, Al.
It's a nice design. We definitely need something in that area. They want to build a liquor store. I don't know if we want a liquor store over here. I mean, this area has a lot of homeless in this area. There's a alleyway back there. I just went back there. And the street kind of, it's kind of like a yield sign. It kind of goes this way. So when you come out, you kind of can angle in and then you go on to Mojave. My question is, the liquor store is going to create more homeless people we know they drink liquor is a big issue. That's something for the board to consider. But my question to you, where is your trash cans going to be? Because the problem that you might have is that a lot of these guys, they do dumpster diving. And they get these trash and then they start building encampments.
This is our proposed location right there.
So that's kind of close to the alleyway. And you're going to have a lot of homeless going in there and jumping in. So you may want to have a strong encampment and maybe have some kind of a camera. Because when you have food or convenience stores, that's an area that's going to attract homelessness. We already know that. I'm part of a neighborhood watch. And, I mean, if that's where you want to put your trash can, I just ask that you or recommend that you have some kind of a gated container where it's got a gate. And they got to go in there and throw in the trash and lock it up to keep the homeless out, and hopefully have a camera where you can monitor some kind of a monitoring system to monitor what's going on in this alleyway. This is an alleyway, yeah. Maple Street alleyway. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's all I want to say. Thank
okay.
you very much.
All right. Thanks, Al. Did you want to answer any of that, or are you ready to take questions from the board?
I don't have any argument with what he said. You know, I don't want homeless here either. But the Maple Street, which is the alley, is kind of a half of a street, but it's not ours, and it exists already, so it's not something we were going to plan to develop. We have enough difficulty.
The homeless that can be there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Aren't you guys across the street from the? You're not by the ABC Tire. You guys are across the street from the alley. Your project's not behind the alley, is it?
No. The project in Mojave and Charleston, ABC is next to it.
Right. This is your property, right? Yeah. This is your property right here, right? So I'm trying to figure out why we're talking about the alley, because you guys are on the alley.
Yeah, you guys are there adjacent to the alley.
The alley's on this side of the street. This is their property, right? There's no alley behind their property.
No.
Yes,
no
sir. Where is Mojave and where's Charleston?
This is their property right here.
This is the alley right here. This is an alley.
Right.
This is a street alley.
This is their property. It doesn't go behind their property.
Oh, this is your property?
This is their property. No, that's ABC.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, their property. That's okay. Why I'm confused why we're talking about alleys, because their property is not.
I looked it up, and that's what I came up with, that street. No, so then.
Okay.
Yeah, they're across the street from the alley. I just wanted to make it clear that we know where the property is, and we're talking about an alley, and they're not. You guys aren't billing in the alley. There's no alley.
Earl, do you have anything?
Just wanted to clarify. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Spend a lot of time on the alley.
No?
Just got the one driveway, right? Just off of Mojave. It's in access and egress.
Well, that was our major problem. The site's too small to meet the requirements for separation of our driveway from Charleston, from this intersection here. So one of our waivers is to allow this 117 feet to suffice, where I think probably there's something more is required. That's written up in there. But we couldn't go any further south with this.
I think you're wrong. I'm sorry. The alley is right here. Here's the alley. Here's Mojave. Here's Charleston.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, he's right there. He's right next to the alley.
You're right.
He's right.
So you're taking over the AT ABC Tires Auto Repair?
No, there's a vacant lot. That's a vacant lot at the moment.
So we're on the south side of Charleston, and the property to the south is a residential.
Is all the way to Naples.
It's a modular housing for trailer park.
Are you opposed to putting something around the dumpster?
I think that's the only issue.
Putting a gate around the dumpster.
That was the only issue.
It doesn't matter.
I think that was Mr. Rojas's concern.
I think it used to be that the city required a roof over it too. I don't know if they do now.
No.
We'll do whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Harry, did you want to ask any questions?
No. I don't have any questions.
All right, so under design review, where there's a denial, it says staff finds that the site is generally well-designed and compatible with development in the surrounding area. However, the building does not meet the design standards for non-residential development, and the site does not provide the sustainability measures required by Title 30. But I'm not seeing in here what is wrong with their building so that it is not meeting the design standards for non-residential development?
It's the sustainability measures.
So the landscaping?
We only scored a 4.5 on the sustainability matrix. And you're supposed to have 7. I probably could pick up another 2.5 if we agreed to put solar collectors on the roof. It also would like us to put in a bicycle charging station. That's for the half point.
There's
a bunch of things that really don't make sense.
All right, so these aren't really consequential related to the business.
No, just one.
All right, so it seems like I can understand why they don't want to do a detached sidewalk. So I can understand why they want the waiver for the detached sidewalk, because of the way the landscaping would block the view of traffic. When it comes to waiver of development standards number 4, B, and C, though, and it comes to the commercial driveway, what he's saying seems to make sense about why they're having a problem complying with this.
I get it now.
So I think if I would like to go ahead and approve all of this, and then let the people at the next step handle that, because I think that's above our pay grade.
I will let you know the commissioner listens to all the audio, so he does trust your judgment. So if that you want to approve it because you want to approve it, that's great, but not because.
No, the argument he just presented to me is sound.
Okay, so you will support the application.
Yes, but I have limited expertise when it comes to these things, but the argument he just made to me is sound, so I would go ahead and recommend that we go ahead and prove the whole thing. Okay. If there is a problem that we don't understand, you can take care of it at the next level. Okay.
We were also asked to meet with Public Works within 30 days and discuss an easement for the development of the right-of-way for Mojave.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what that is, because I haven't seen that before, because we aren't doing any, I mean, unless they need something that relates to our driveway.
Okay.
I'm not unwilling to do it, I just don't know what they want.
Maybe they're going to make some improvements to Mojave.
Possibly.
They could possibly be doing some street improvements or something that they might need a piece of an easement.
I asked for a conference with the supervisor who made the decision and said that they don't allow maneuvering in the driveway. Well, this driveway was created by Jason Houswine when he was in charge of Public Works. So if I could sit down with them, we might be able to reach an agreement. But
okay.
But I was told flat out, no, we just don't allow it. Thank you.
Existing, are all these cars and stuff, is that existing on the lot right now? Or is the lot cleaned?
Is it clean?
It's clear.
It's clear now? Well, okay.
Did you find it on?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, the aerial still had a bunch of cars and a bunch of.
Oh, there might.
Or is that the
news? Yeah, it looks.
Okay, that was clean. Yeah,
okay.
It's clean now. Okay.
It was clean the last
one. Yeah, that looks like it was
clean. Yeah, okay. I just.
So on the agenda, it does have.
The one that you showed me.
Yeah, that's not yours.
Okay.
No. That's somebody in the neighborhood decided.
Okay. No, you could. You could.
So it does have some, if approved, staff conditions. So I'd like to make a motion that we approve all of the waivers, but it has to be under the staff conditions for if approved. Okay. All right. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Are you approving the design review too?
We're approving everything.
Okay.
Yeah, we're approving all of everything that's in here.
What about the trash in there?
With the conditions, yes.
You just said the waivers, so I...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, yeah, we want to do the, make sure I'm reading this correctly.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, yes.
Approval on 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yep, yeah. We're going to do approval on 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And the design review.
And the design review. Oh, yep, there it is. Okay.
With the condition
on the trash can and the conditions that are listed from staff.
Trash enclosure.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Okay.
Is that the same design?
Okay.
Exactly.
Just when you think it's going to be a short and uncomplicated agenda?
4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's the same design. Yeah, that's what he said. Same thing. But they let it expire. It expired. And so they're coming back with the same design.
I think COVID came along.
Yeah.
With that project. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, Title 30 changed and all the titles changed. And...
Yep. All right, we're going to move to agenda item number 7, which is general business. This says none. Is that correct? I don't see any general business. Agenda item number 8, this is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote can be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name. Go ahead.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead Pine Court, and I'm active in the community as Neighborhood Watch. I wanted to give the board a quick summary of what we're doing with homeless encampments. All the laws are there to clean up all of the east side. That's a pretty aggressive statement, but it gets there. We're getting a lot of help from the commissioners. We're getting a lot of help from Metro. I was just on TV, Channel 8. Somebody in our neighborhood, we were part of a website that's got a Facebook page, it's got 8,000 people on the east side. Somebody sent me a clip. I went down there. This is a new area that we've gone into, but it works. There was an apartment complex that across the street there was a vacant lot with maybe about 7 or 8 encampments in there and an RV. And they had called everybody, Public Works, the city, that nobody could help them. I went down there, I saw that what we needed was to get a hold of the owner because that's the fastest way to clean it up. Went down there, they connected me with the owner, we set up a plan, we cleaned it up. Now every command area has got different resources, downtown area command. They have like daily cleanups because they've got a lot of problems. I went down there, they came down, they cleaned it up the next day, we cleaned it up in 2 weeks, and they did a follow-up. And
The thing is that this is the key, and this is what I want you guys to listen. Owner's trespassing rights, or I'm sorry, trespasser's affidavit. What we're going to be doing is getting a trespasser's affidavit signed by the owner so the property manager can throw anybody out and get one sounded, and hopefully get Metro to sign that too so they can go by and throw the people out. The problem that we're having with all these vacant lots, especially in our area, Sunrise Manor, is that you have residents, owners that are not close to their property or out of state, and these homeless people come in, and nobody can, the city, our laws will not allow anybody to get thrown out unless the owner gives somebody the right or is there. With a trespasser's affidavit, we have the right to just clean it out. And so everything is there, all the laws are there. We're coming up with some problems with the RV, and I'm very confident saying that we're gonna clean up the east side. That's all I gotta say, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Would you like me to comment? Okay, come on up.
Okay, so my comment that I wanted to make was that—
Go ahead and put your name and address.
Mary McDaniel, 4491 Fabrique, Las Vegas, Nevada. So the problem that I had was on the trapeze vote, because I feel like Earl feels, where you should be even across the board, not because you're special, not because you're different, and it wasn't one or two, it was nine. It was, you said 25, right?
25.
Yeah, and she said it was 34. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference there. And I don't think just because it's something special, we should all be at the same even keel. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that was good information. And also, we're not discussing it because nobody has this. Nobody has. You know, how many neighborhoods do you go into and they have trapezes in there and stuff like that? They don't have it because it's residential. Mm-hmm. And they even had where they were trying to have someone pay. And now let's just say, oh, well, we weren't really going to do it, or we did it because we're friendly. I'm not buying that. There's business in there. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, who's going to come to your house every day? You're lucky to get a cop out there. Who's going to come here every day and say, oh, I only have four boxes? Would the neighborhood really be complaining about four boxes? There's stuff in there, and they can move it. They can move it and put it back. They should be like everybody else. It should have been lowered, or it should have been taken down. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else?
Good job, Vivian Kolarski, Planning Commissioner. I just want to say thank you once again. You guys do a good job. I enjoy coming out here, so I really appreciate the work that you guys do. I really do.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it too, because I learned a lot tonight.
Oh, well, thank you. I always appreciate people coming out. Anyone else? All right. Seeing none and hearing none, our next meeting date is August 28th at 2025, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
Oh, we're kidding. And you know what?